With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
I tell you, I really enjoyed that segment with Josh Norris there. Josh, new addition to the Odyssey Sport team, fantasy football insider. That was really cool. I'm looking forward to having Josh on more as we lead up to the NFL season.
I totally agree. Yeah, he was incredible. And which answer of his, I was trying to decide whether I want to do Damian Harris or like the Dolphins offense too. I think we've done like so much on them on the show, but the AFC East this year, we'll do like, I think as we get closer to the season, obviously we'll do division specific segments. The AFC East, there's a couple things we haven't even talked about yet, too. Scheduling, like how feisty we think the Jets are going to be. Like, I feel like I'm excited about every single team in the division, which is a little weird because obviously they're going to play each other twice. And it sounds like from Josh's answer, he's excited about the Miami offense, like a lot of people are. And he's excited about some of the upside from New England's offense, likes him to win the division, which I thought was kind of interesting too.
I love Jalen Waddle. Love Jalen Waddle.
So does everybody. Jeez, yeah.
Took him in a couple dynasty drafts. And by the way, Tyler, can you pop on here? Tyler, when are we doing this? This like our dynasty startup draft with like Odyssey Sports people or BetQL Audio Network people? Because you got to be the commissioner.
I got a couple yeses. Rick wants to be in. I'm sure we can get the BetQL people in there. I mean, I can set up this weekend, send out some flyers. Reed, we can get the real Reed Wallach in it. Anyone can join.
Ken?
Sorry. I'm not going to do it. I just know.
Why?
I don't have time. I just don't. I don't
do a slow draft. Well, it's a slow draft. It's not going to be like something you have to sit. It's like you have an 8-hour clock to make a pick, and it gets suspended at nights and on weekends.
Is it? But I have to pay attention to it during the year, obviously.
All you have to do is like set your lineup, basically. That's really it.
I'm gonna be the dick here. Like I don't think I'm gonna have time for it. I'm saying I've literally cut out like every fantasy, almost all the pools that I do. I'm just gonna bet on all the games. That's what I'm gonna do. Like that's all I can.
But why can't you do both?
I just don't have that like where the time, whenever the time window is, first of all, this is from somebody who comes on every week during the football season and is like, oh, you know what I got to do after the show? Spend 3.5 hours doing waivers.
It's really Tuesday nights during football season are a bear. That is the truth.
Right. You know who has 3.5 hours? Not me. Any day of the week, ever 365. So like, no shot.
I love by week 11, it's just like, I just like one waiver.
Why did I do this? Welcome to How I'll Feel in This League. Even though love the people, but hey, you can tell me all about it on this show when I will see you for literally 20 hours a week.
Yeah, but this, see you in hell.
Right. For 20 hours a week. YouTube.com/hell.
the other guy, and I saw Josh on his Twitter account, at Josh Norris tweeting, he loves Henry Ruggs this year. Oh. I kind of like Henry Ruggs a lot this year as well.
I don't hate the Raiders as much as I thought I would. That's like the right way to put it, I think.
I think I do.
I don't think they're going to be very good, but I don't want to bet their win total under.
What place do they come in the division?
I think I'm going to bet Denver's under for sure. So third.
Wow. What if I told you it was going to be Teddy the whole season and not Locke?
Under.
What if I told you it was going to be Locke?
Under for 7 times as much.
What if I told you it was going to be Aaron Rodgers?
over 11. That's what. What would it be? 10 and a half, probably.
NFL season's almost here.
Oh, man. It's going to be great. Yes, it is.
Remember this, like when I'm not here on Friday and they're like, oh, Nick, are you off on Friday? Just, you know, remember, my life's over when September rolls around.
So every Friday I'll sit here at whatever, 3:59 Eastern, be like, right before Rick will be like 30 seconds and I'll be like, all right, Ken, we're about to do 4 hours, but just remember, in 3 months, Nick is going to be completely miserable. And I'll open my eyes and I'll just be like, I'm good to go.
And you know who you'll see when you open your eyes? Yeah. Thy royal moose.
Thy royal moose.
Love our guy Mark Malusis.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess it's time for some Euro bets.
Yeah.
But
thought we were going to play it.
You know, it's fine. I said on the show yesterday, I was DMing with someone who bets on a lot of soccer, and he was like, yeah, how's it going so far? And I was like, you know, can't lose. Well, the worm has turned. Now I can't win. So today, absolutely miserable. And because like I'm kind of in like this losing mode now, I didn't even really get that upset about the fact that Immobile scored in the 89th minute and ruined my over.
Ruined your under.
Under, excuse me. My under right. 2.5. Yeah.
Got it. Just like, this know. Is that's tough. Yeah. That was the bad beats or just the dramatic finishes if you were on the right side of them in this tournament. There have been like four already I can think of that were like total Italy's first match with the total was crazy. Scored late to win 3-0 again in that match, I believe.
That's right. That's right.
Portugal obviously
not like
was,
as late, but yeah.
Right. Portugal was a disaster. I would argue like some of the unders that I've been on in some of these matches.
The Finland Russia game today. Like, I mean, Finland literally scores like the second minute of the game. And I'm like, wow, like I can't lose any of my bets now. And then, you know.
Oh man, that was tough. How did Finland +1 not come? I know it pushed, but like, how did that not come in?
Yeah, you know, we got to get back on track here. Got to get some Euro winners. 3 games, brand new slate on Thursday. 3 games to bet on. Just as a quick aside, you know what's going to be awesome? Starting next week, when the power hour is the final hour of the show, and we get to end the show on a high note instead of
making an announcement right now?
No. I mean, I said it earlier.
Yeah, it's going to be the final hour.
It's going to be the final hour.
And some would say it might be on at the same time, too.
And we don't have to limp sometimes to the finish because we've expended all our energy giving out a million bets.
Right. It's like when we come back, packed final hour, Euro bets, golf bets. Oh, God.
Euro bets and get me to my couch.
With my 11 props.
Rick says, please. What do we do with the final hour bed? It's a great question.
Ooh, that's a really good question. We'll probably discuss that offline a little bit, but we can bring it on the air too if we want, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a great question.
It's a 5 o'clock world when the whistle blows, you know. I think maybe that's we played 5 o'clock.
Okay. Let's do the crappy open that Bill and Tyler made.
Nikki Football and Footy Soccer Center going on a Euro trip to play some Euro bets on the Euro Cup. It's time for Soccer with Nick and Ken.
It hits different today, doesn't it?
It actually does.
Yeah, it's like a car crash. It's different.
Why does Bill, is Bill on the stream?
No, but I could tell him to get in.
Why did you, with Nick and Ken?
Like we were trying to do the Euro, like cool, my Twitter name. Like I got the structure I got. I just, with Nick and Ken.
The thing
talking
that stinks
about,
is
talking
that,
about betting on sports.
The thing that stinks is that Bill, we know that Bill from his previous work on the show is capable of so much more.
The bar is high on this stuff, honestly. Overnight's a critical success. Golf bets, which we're doing next segment, critical success.
Okay. Let's get some bets. 9 a.m.
How many matches? You got bets on all three? Got to bet all three, right?
Yeah, there's 51 matches. I'm gonna have at least 51 bets.
I have a bet on all matches tomorrow. I didn't take one. I took one off today. I took Italy off. Don't have. I'm not doing that tomorrow.
Yeah, well, great. That's good for you. I lost in the 89th minute. Okay. 9 a.m. tomorrow. I will say, like I love like the 9 a.m. start time.
Yes.
I'm sitting in my office doing work for the show, and I got a game on. It's pretty great.
Always the worst match, too. Love the selection. Thank you. Thank you very much, Hero.
It's an interrelated story at 9 a.m. It's North Macedonia and the Ukraine. Ukraine minus 135. North Macedonia plus 400. Draw plus 250. Total, Ken, 2 and 2.5.
Yeah, my bet for this, I'll go quickly because I know we want to get all three in. My bet for this match is on the under. I think North Macedonia, although they did score against Austria, it was literally like on a goalie gaffe that was then like kicked 20 yards on the ground into the net. It was not really, it was from open play, but it was really not like a created goal. It was just kind of like a random mistake. And I think Ukraine's performance against Netherlands was much more about how the Netherlands wants to play and much less about how Ukraine might play in this match. I'm not surprised. This match is in Bucharest in Romania, by the way, for people who care about the home field stuff. I think Ukraine should be a big favorite. They are. I like under 2, 2.5. That's my bet.
All right. So Ken will be on the under. What's the Seinfeld Ukraine joke? Like when they play Risk.
Oh, I don't remember, but
Look this up. There's like some joke, and I wish I knew off the top of my head. I forget anyway.
Well, it's like that's what you have to control because it's like all the. Never mind. I got it.
Yeah, look that up if you can. Whatever it is. I like Ukraine. I think Ukraine honestly got unlucky against the Netherlands. Now, their defense and goalkeeping was shocking at points. So
the
maybe
Ukraine is weak. The Ukraine is weak as it keeps coming up over and over again.
Yeah, well, guess what? The Ukraine will not be weak tomorrow. Yarmolenko, sick goal against the Netherlands. Sick. Ukraine's two goals were both impressive. Sick. North Macedonia, not impressive. I'm going to bet the favorite. Ukraine is weak. Not on my watch. Ukraine minus 135, 9 a.m. Eastern on Thursday. We move to lunchtime. Noon. I mean, I eat dinner at 2 o'clock, so it's not really lunchtime for me.
Right.
Belgium and Denmark. Christian Eriksen, stable condition. Obviously not going to play, of course, but just saying, stable condition. Belgium is planning in the 10th minute of the game to honor Eriksen, who wears number 10 on his kit, to like kick the ball away to allow the fans to celebrate Christian Eriksen, which is great by Roberto Martinez and the Belgians. Belgium minus 105, Denmark plus 300, draw plus 215, total 2 and 2.5. It sucks for so many reasons, obviously. And like, it completely changes the tenor of like Denmark's tournament and like this group. Curious how you handicap this with that emotional factor potentially playing in.
Two things that you didn't mention there that I'll just bring up here. One, the match is in Copenhagen, like, which I think is going to create.
And the other is Kevin De Bruyne.
Correct.
Is playing.
That's the second one. Yeah, that's the second one. So De Bruyne is going to play, didn't play in the first match. And then just, I think the match is in, like, it's a home match for Denmark in what is one of the most emotional situations imaginable. That's part of the reason why they're planning the 10 minute celebration, obviously, is because there's going to be a lot of Danish fans there. And not just they're going to kick the ball to bounds. There's then going to be a minute of applause. I think it puts a weird vibe into the first half, honestly. And I actually like two bets on the first half that I think, ooh, I think you can have like a scoreless first half and just kind of like a weird emotional, like, how do you play the first 10 minutes, like knowing in the 10th minute you're going to do something? Like, I don't even know if we've ever like seen a situation like this before. I can actually see like the game kind of pick up in the second half and turn into a more traditional soccer match, but in the first half, maybe not. So I'm kind of playing against that. So I have two first half bets. I'm going to play the under at .5/1. So 0.75 Asian handicap for the under in the first half. And I'm going to play Denmark .+0.5. So plus 0.25 Asian handicap in the first half, basically being like, this is a weird situation. The game is being lined kind of like it's not a weird situation. And I think that's the way to take advantage of it is the wrong word because it's a tragedy, obviously. But the game's going to play out differently. They're going to take a break in the middle to literally do this. So maybe it plays out a little differently in the first half. That's kind of what I'm banking on.
Ken will be rooting for 0-0 at halftime. I hate making this bet. Listen, Belgium's just better. Like, maybe you make the Eriksen's literally Denmark's best player. Like, there is no comparison between there is no comparison between these two countries without Christian Eriksen on the pitch with Kevin De Bruyne back. I hate to do it. I don't want to bet against Denmark. I'd actually love to see them win as a neutral, like in front of the crowd in Copenhagen. I don't think it's going to happen against Belgium. I'm going to lay it with Belgium here. I'm going to take Belgium minus 105 to win the game. We move to 3 p.m. Eastern while we're on the air. Netherlands minus 170, draw plus 315, Austria plus 425. Total here is up a little bit, 2.5 and 3.
Yeah, I think the total should be astronomical. Anybody who watched the Netherlands in their first match, and they're going to play the craziest matches of the tournament. I don't know if they're capable of blowing out a country like Austria. My bet in this match is Austria plus 1. I think they're live to win, but I think the Netherlands is hosting this match. I forgot to look up what this one was, but I think they're hosting all three of their matches. But I just think, much like with Ukraine, who really could have won that, honestly, lost 3-2, had a million chances. I think Austria will have the same number of chances. I would find it unlikely that the Netherlands can kind of pull away from them. So maybe the Dutch win, but Austria plus 1, I feel like, is the best bet here.
I'm gonna take that bet as well. I like that here because I think Austria beat down North Macedonia. Probably more about North Macedonia. But I also think that Netherlands are capable of conceding goals, as we saw happen against Ukraine here. So I like your Austria bet. Or excuse me, your...
Austria plus one.
The Austria plus one bet. I'm betting overs until these games don't go over with another.
I don't blame you.
I'm going to bet the over two and a half and three. And I think both teams are going to score in the game. So whatever you can find that at, both teams to score, I think we will see both teams score in this game over two and a half and three. And I'm going to back Ken up on Austria plus one. And those are our Euro bets.
It'll be a fun day tomorrow. Belgium, Denmark, like for all the weirdness, like that'll be a really fun viewing experience, celebration of
and we get to watch
him, and the match is crazy. And Belgium, De Bruyne back. That stuff's all awesome.
Awesome. Okay, so those are the Euro Cup bets for Thursday. On the other side, we close the show. Golf bets. On You Better, You Bet.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers? That's a butterfly effect for real.